back home again, on the clock, and numbers games. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a new season of This Week in High School Sports. You can indeed go home again. That's what Andy Schmidt has done at St. John's High School just north of Lansing. A standout quarterback on the 2004 Red Wings football team that reached the Division III finals, he's now the head varsity gridiron coach at the school where he, his wife, and now his own family will grow up.
It never mattered on opportunity. It's always a matter of trying to come back home. I mean, my wife's from here. I'm from here. I grew up with a lot of pride in this community. And so I always saw myself, once I decided to get an education into coaching, I always saw myself coming back to St. John's. And if you kind of follow my path, it was far away and then closer, closer, closer. So it's always been one of those things. I always wanted to raise my kids in St. John's. I love the community. And then obviously the teach and coach here is pretty special too.
After setting several passing records as a collegian at Eastern Michigan and a professional tryout with the Detroit Lions, Schmidt turned to teaching and coaching, eventually landing back at St. John's in 2015, coaching the varsity team for the past three seasons before being elevated to the varsity job this year when his own high school coach, Dave Marigy, retired.
The same love of the game, enthusiasm. Loves the game, knows the game, and is excited every day he comes out. I didn't know that's what he was going to do. But natural leader, you know, and vocal, and he checks all the boxes. He's going to do great.
The Red Wings host East Lansing in their season opener on Thursday. You can read more about Andy Schmidt on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA game balls this week go out to Mitchell Hanosh of Adrian, who scored 5 goals in a boys' soccer game last week to lead the Maples past Clinton 7-4, and in girls' golf last week, defending Lower Peninsula Division I champion Northville, captured the team title at the Loeber Invitational in Traverse City. Grand Blanc's Kate Brosey was the individual medalist. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brett Rice.
One of the rules changes in high school football this year involves timing between downs. All varsity games will be played with a 40-second play clock that begins after the conclusion of the previous play, with exceptions for things like timeouts, penalties, measurements, and the start of a period, when the 25-second play clock will be used. In experiments in Michigan over the past few seasons, the 40-second play clock proved to improve the pace of play and consistency between plays because it's not dependent on the referee's subjective signal. And while some schools may choose to purchase visible play clocks for their fields, it is not required. The back judge, who has the primary responsibility for the play clock, will signal at 10 seconds and count down the last 5 seconds.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Done right, high school sports are part of a beautiful buffet line of experiences kids should partake of by sampling something of everything. The second survey, ever conducted by the Michigan High School Athletic Association on multi-sport participation for the 2018-19 school year, showed that 42.9% of around 300,000 student athletes in our state played more than one sport. That number is up about 0.5% from the first survey 2 years ago. Marquette in Class A with 85.9% of its athletes, Coloma in Class B at 87.2%, Schoolcraft in Class C at 87.1%, and Gaylord St. Mary at 93.2% of its athletes playing multiple sports topped their respective classes. But as high as those numbers are, they should still be higher. There's still too much specialization going on. Too many parents still having their kids chase the ultimate pipe dream when the numbers of their chances simply don't lie. Too many kids missing out on all the good things you get by playing multiple sports. And too many kids accumulating overuse injuries. High school is the right time, the right place for kids to earn and spread their wings. And multiple sports participation helps make that happen. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.